What's up, guys? Open discussion. Back again.
Screaming. We have a new person tonight, guest speaker, but you're going to be joining us for the rest of open discussion.
So we have an addition.
Yeah, I'm John.
So, third opinion, in case Dave and I like can't agree on something. Yeah, all right.
So it's been a month, we'll say, since our last
episode. It's been a while,
And it's that weird time of the year where all four sports overlap.
It's exciting. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. So
hockey. No one likes hockey. Except
we've already said, like, hockey's not a sport. So
yeah. I like hockey.
It's a hobby.
So, you want to talk NBA first? Because it's the only one that isn't in season of the big three we're going to talk about?
Sure.
Okay, so NBA. Obviously, a lot of stuff's been going on. Going down to the...
Jimmy.
Beginning of the season.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. So, Jimmy Butler basically went off on the entire Timberwolves organization. And basically just called them all out. And he said, well, he said in practice, you guys can't win without me. You guys need me.
I like it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I liked it.
Big time alpha move.
I thought that was going to be a bold take. That
big,
I liked
big
it.
Time alpha
move. No, bold. No. Like, Cat looks like a pussy.
Yeah, no, if you watch.
He looks soft as fuck.
If you, Wiggins.
Like, he's good. But like,
Wiggins, looks, not my guy. No, not a fan of Wiggins.
If you watch the T-Wolves like play, they're soft.
Yeah.
They're really soft.
No, like, they're like the same team every year. They'll be like a 4-7 seed.
They have talent, though.
They do have talent. They just don't know how to use it properly. And then they'll be a 4-7 seed. They'll make the playoffs. They might get out of the first round, and they'll get crushed by whichever team they're playing next, which is a higher seed. So
yeah, I mean,
that's what I expect every year.
They're never
going to win a championship anytime soon.
Obviously, I don't think he's going to stay in Minnesota now.
I think he might.
I don't.
As long as Tibbs is there, he's there.
No, I don't know. I don't think he likes Tibbs anymore.
No, he loves Tibbs. They love each other.
I think he might still love Tibbs, but he hates everybody else inside the organization.
I know, and at that point, it's just so hard to stay somewhere where you're not.
I don't think he's getting traded.
I don't think he'll get traded.
What, is his contract up?
Yeah. He's just after this year.
Did you see the thing where he said he didn't want to play with Brown?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Yeah, if I were him, I'd go to an East team.
100%.
Is he restricted or unrestricted?
Unrestricted.
Okay, so yeah, he's
not. Or honestly, the Spurs.
He's not going to the Spurs. What do we have to offer?
It's true.
DeRozan,
LaMarcus.
I mean, him. I wouldn't be shocked.
It's our entire team.
I wouldn't be shocked if him and KD wanted to team up in New York. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Neither one of them are going to New York.
They're not
going to New York right now.
I will guarantee one of them ends up in New York.
Why? Because you read it in some article?
No, I definitely.
You also guaranteed Kyrie was going to be in New York.
Kyrie, Butler, and KD
Kyrie's
are all
be a
Kyrie already said he was re-signing with the Celtics.
I mean, Kyrie
I mean,
might
he
be
said he's going to be a cat for life, and he did sign elsewhere.
But he said that.
Not, like, my hands are tied. My hands are tied inside. So
yeah, when he's like in that like circle, like with like
yeah,
like Kyrie, are you going to stay your entire career?
It was like some poor heartbroken kid. Like LeBron had just left. Kyrie's like, I can't do this.
Kyrie's like,
I'll be here my
entire career.
I mean, I don't know. I think the Knicks have a realistic shot at Kevin Durant.
They have a shot.
Any team does, considering DeMarcus Cousins signed for like a vet minimum.
Yeah,
like,
no. I mean, I think they have one of the bigger chances out of the league.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys have any sleeper teams? Like teams that...
Like NBA sleeper teams?
Yeah. Like aren't really talked about, but you think are going to be dope.
Oh, the Nuggets easily.
I was about to say the Nuggets.
I like the Nuggets. They have a lot of talent. Like...
Jokic is a top 5 center. I think he's one of the most skilled players in the entire league.
Oh, he's awesome.
He never gets any credit for it. He wasn't an all-star last year.
Which surprised me
because he averaged almost a triple-double.
They do have a lot
He's a good
of
defender,
talent.
And I think he'll be an all-star this year, but they're going to win 50 games. I can't see them not winning 50
hot
games.
Hot take. I don't know. It's not really a hot take, but sleeper team in the East.
Don't say the Bucks or Pacers.
You're going to say the Pacers.
I was going to say the Bucks because I think the Bucks have a realistic shot this year to go to the ECF.
I mean,
the East sucks, so maybe.
Yeah, but...
I think they could go to the
finals. That means they have to beat the Celtics, 76ers, or Raptors.
I think they have so many holes in that team.
Like, yeah. Middleton and Giannis are dope.
I think Middleton's really underrated. I think he's really good.
He's a sick shooter.
He's really good.
You go, don't say the Bucks. That was literally the one thing I was thinking of.
Like, everyone's just riding on Giannis.
I'm
like, yeah, he's really good.
I don't know.
Good,
I think
he's not a player that I think
they
can
have
carry
a
shot team to the finals.
To make some noise.
Do you know who...
He's just a stat patter.
All right, bold take.
He's a stat patter.
Top five team in the league.
Say that again?
Top five team in the league, Jazz.
Yeah, no, I wrote out my power rankings. I have them at 5.
Yeah, I have... You gotta go Golden State number 1.
Yeah, I have Golden State, Boston, Houston, Toronto, Utah.
I might go, I think Warriors, Celtics.
Yeah. Raptors for me is number three.
I take the Rockets over the Raptors.
Rockets, Lakers.
I was thinking
Lakers at five.
LeBron.
No, but like the LeBron. But you gotta see how
they
play.
If they were in the East,
first,
they would reach the finals.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's that simple.
But Brandon Ingram's gonna step up this year, I think.
He's gonna average 17.5.
I was watching the herd today. Got lost in the herd. Cowher made a really good point. He was saying how LeBron's teams, for them to be successful, he needs shooters.
Yeah.
And on the Lakers, there's only one shooter that maybe can help LeBron, and it's Ingram.
Hey, Showtime Lance.
He can't shoot.
Showtime Lance can't.
Rondo,
he brought up
their free agents.
Kuzma's not a bad
shooter.
Hart's not a bad shooter.
Hart's
Rondo
a good shooter.
He didn't mention Hart,
but Kuzma...
Dude, God, for fuck's sake, Rondo hit like 85% of his threes in the fucking preseason.
I watched Rondo play.
He'll hit all the time. He'll hit higher than 34% of his threes this season.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoa, was that bold?
Yeah.
Rondo's
but
not hitting above 28%.
There's only a few shooters that could score from three.
I can see that.
There isn't a consistent shooter.
But they are.
Like, there's no Kyle Korver.
Korver disappeared in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's no George Hill. He wasn't there.
He'd be
the best 3-point shooter on the Lakers.
Brandon Ingram would.
I don't agree.
I mean, he would be.
George Hill is not that good of a 3-point shooter.
He's not.
He has an A+ in 2K.
That's a reliable game.
2K.
That's a reliable
game. John Line didn't
the
lose
worst
made
worst game.
Players.
Yeah.
God damn.
Rookies. What do you think about
rookies? Oh, you guys want to call like your rookie of the year? Rookie of the year, rookie of the year and a sleeper rookie. Deal?
Yeah,
okay. Who wants to go first?
And rookie you think's just going to suck. All
right.
Going to
Yeah.
Sleeper rookie,
one.
Grayson Allen. He's dope. He's sick. I don't care what anyone says.
You stole my sleeper rookie. Mine
he's good.
Grayson
he's good
Allen.
At defense. He's good at scoring. Fits perfectly in Utah. Use him as a six man. Don't sleep on Grayson Allen for Rookie of the Year.
Don't sleep on it. I can see it.
I don't think he will be Rookie of the Year, but don't sleep on it.
He's not going to be Rookie of the Year. He's going to be
solid. He'll play 11 minutes a game.
My Rookie of the Year would be Wendell Carter.
Okay, that's a little bold.
Watch him take it.
No, he's good.
Watch him take it.
I like Wendell.
My Rookie of the Year is simple. I think it's DeAndre Ayton. He balled out so well in the preseason. Like, he averaged 20 and 10.
Yeah.
And people didn't talk about it because I think it's one, it's expected, and two, like, people are like, oh, like, Doncic scored like 18 on like 4 for 13 shooting from Slovakia, you know. But my sleeper
is
Alonzo Trier from the New York Knicks.
He's good. He is good.
Dropped 20 points in a quarter.
Yeah, I like him.
Or Kevin Knox. I love Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox is good too.
Kevin Knox has talent.
We didn't draft bad this year.
But
no, everyone's like,
They didn't re-sign Porzingis. Did you see that?
Well, he's coming off an injury.
Yeah, he's coming off an injury.
They restricted him, so yeah. I like that move.
My team
was really smart.
Yeah, it was a great decision, actually.
Yeah. My rookie of the year.
Yeah,
so I'm agreeing with Sam. with my rookie of the year.
Ayton.
You gotta go. He's far enough.
I do think
five more games and he averages like 20 and like 13. Or like 18 and 12, but like anything near that, he's gonna be rookie.
He definitely
to work on a lot of stuff.
I think at the end of the day he will get it, but I just for sake of my word, I'm taking Wendell Carter.
The only problem I have with
Ayton, I think Wendell Carter
is he's not that good of a jump shooter.
Yeah, but he's so
and
dominant
like,
in the post. He's a second.
Yeah, but in today's game, like, it worries me, like, is he gonna be able to keep up with like other versatile like centers and power forwards? Like, he's not guarding Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's guarding Anthony Davis, but like he's really going to struggle against like the really top tier centers and power forwards, I think, defensively.
You know who I think is going to suck?
Yeah.
Bagley. I think he's going to be terrible.
I think he'll be all right. He showed some nice things in the preseason. De'Aaron Fox is so good.
I don't know if this guy can be a sleeper because he was like the fourth pick, I think, but no one's talking about Jaren Jackson on the Grizzlies.
He's the Grizzlies are just.
I mean, I know, but he's good.
There's a reason that they're not talking about him. He's not that good.
He's good.
I thought he was totally overdrafted.
He's hit or miss.
He's talented. I remember his first preseason game or summer league. He went like 8 for 8 from three. He's talented. Everyone's like, he's like, oh my god, he's incredible. Then he went like 0 for his next 12, and I was like, here we go.
Well, that's no one's talking about him, so that's my sleeper.
Yeah, all right,
that's fair.
You want to do baseball next?
Yeah.
Season?
All right. So I'll just listen.
Yeah. So
we can just go ahead and cancel the Dodgers. They're out. I'm calling.
I don't know.
They can't come back. They can't come back.
I don't know. 2-1. They're at home tonight.
Yeah, but
who's pitching?
If you look at it, the Dodgers are down 2-1, and who are their pitchers for the two losses? Their two best pitchers.
Kershaw. Did Ryu pitch yet?
Yeah, he was the one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Ryu's dope in the postseason.
But so the Dodgers already beat their best twice.
Yeah.
I mean, the Brewers beat their best twice, and Hader didn't pitch in game 3.
I mean, he pitched.
Or no, he didn't pitch in game 2.
He pitched
two,
an
I mean.
Inning, right?
No, he didn't pitch in game 2. Because he threw 3 innings.
Yeah, no, he threw 3 innings in game 1.
Didn't pitch in game 2 and only threw because they were up by a lot. Like, he only threw 2 2/3.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. So he's rested. Like, really, he's rested. Ready. He's ready to go. And, like, their bullpen overall is rested, too. And, like, Julius Kacken, like, didn't pitch that many pitches, so he can come back on 3 days rest. So I think.
What are your predictions for the World Series?
I think the Brewers have a realistic shot.
What's the series lead?
They're up 2-1. They play tonight. But the thing that's going for the Brewers is. Yeah, they have good pitching, but the Dodgers can't hit. So, I don't know if it's just their good pitching or their team, but Machado's the only one that could hit.
Yeah.
He's hitting .500 in this series, and no one else is hitting.
Cody Bellinger has, like, one hit in the entire postseason.
Yeah, no, like, they're not hitting well. So, I think the Brewers' pitching could stay to what it's been, I think they'll win 4-1.
I think whoever wins the ALCS will win the World Series.
I don't know. It depends.
And I don't even think that's a bold take because I think the Astros will beat the Red Sox because Red Sox, their pitching's too questionable.
It is, but
they're playing right now, correct?
It's 1-1. I just checked the score.
It was 3-2.
No, the series 1-1.
Oh, yeah.
And I just checked the scores. Boston's winning 3-2 in the 7th.
The thing is, if... I don't know.
It's going to be a slugfest, that series, though. A lot of runs are going to give me.
There's going to be a lot of runs scored in the rest of the postseason.
Yeah. Only thing is, like, that's the reason why I think the Astros will win. It's because, even though Keuchel's not even, like, that good anymore.
He gave up 2 runs in the first.
He won't lose you a playoff game like David Price would.
Yeah, like, he won't go out there and give up 5.
And then you have Verlander, who's, like, consistently a fucking beast.
And Garrett Cole, who had a Cy Young over here. But, I mean, I don't know. McCullers, I think,
in the pen.
I think when they go back to Boston, if Boston's within 1 game, I think it's theirs. I don't think they'll lose at home.
I can see that.
And if Boston goes to the World Series... Houston.
So do you think if
Boston holds this lead, they will win the series.
See, the thing, I still...
You went after Keuchel in Houston, and you win.
I know, but I still...
I don't know. Too many questions. If they go to the World Series against the Brewers, it'd be an interesting World Series, because their starting pitching's better, and you could argue their lineup's better. But
I think the Astros would beat the Brewers. I think the Brewers could beat the Red Sox.
I think the Brewers could. I think Brewers-Red Sox would be the best World Series to watch this year.
Yeah, but I just don't want to see the Red Sox in the World Series.
I know, but I think it'd be the most electric one. I don't know.
Another point on the Red Sox, third base is a mess.
Yeah, they don't have a third baseman. They need Pedroia back.
Yeah. Because Nunez is, like, the worst fielder I've ever seen. And Rafael Devers is, like, the second worst fielder I've ever seen. So, it's terrible.
And they don't have any money to spend.
Yeah, no, this is their team.
I have a funny story. You guys know the ex-Yankee, I think? Ramiro Pena?
Yeah.
I tweeted one time, like, God knows why. I tweeted, like, I love at Ramiro Pena.
I hated Ramiro.
Like, you're the best. But I think it's because, like, he sucked, and I was trying to give him, like, a little boost, you know? And he actually, like, he ended up liking it.
Nice.
On Twitter, yeah, it was nice. Famous.
I've had a few athletes.
Yeah, oh, Dave's had a lot.
Block you.
DeAndre
Hopkins. I can't believe like Nuke took his time to block Dave's account and just block him.
Le'Veon,
unless he had someone do it for him, but like
Le'Veon retweeted me.
Yeah.
Shut up. What do you
mean? Kawan short tweeted
at me. Kawan short tweeted at me. Josh Norman retweeted me.
What did Le'Veon retweet?
I tweeted at him, I was like, the best running back in the NFL can spit too, and I put like the fire emoji, he retweeted it.
He retweeted it.
Yeah.
How many likes did you get?
I ended up getting like 18.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean.
They're going to get like 600. Like it's Le'Veon Bell.
No. This was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So he was still dope. I mean,
he was still sick, but.
Speaking of Le'Veon, what's going to happen?
I don't know the answer to this question.
What's going to happen?
See, I thought he was going to. He said he was going to come during their
bye. But there was reports that like he's just not going to show up.
He didn't show up.
It's a mess. What's the rule? He has to report by week 10.
Week 10, or else he's not a free agent.
I mean, he'll report by 10, but what team will he be on? No team's going to give them a first.
He'll be on the Steelers.
I mean, the
deadline's week 8.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he reports. Do you even use him?
Yeah, then your backfield gets tricky too. Because Connor's gone off. Because
why would you?
Connor's doing really well.
Because the Steelers are not bad this year.
No, they're never bad.
But what's their record?
Their defense is a mess.
What's their record?
I think they're 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tied. So
they'll make playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, why would you switch everything up when Connor's playing to the level Le'Veon has?
They got some drama going on over there.
It's definitely with, like, a everyone. Mess. It's 100% a mess, but I mean, I don't know.
It's a good question.
Are we going to do power rankings?
I have some things to talk about, but we can do power rankings first.
We'll do power rankings first.
So,
Sam, start.
We'll go from 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1? Like off the,
we'll,
off, off
we'll
the
all
top
say,
of my head?
We'll all say 10. We'll all say
I'm going to look at
Dave. Nah, we'll just.
No, because I don't want to rattle off 10 straight. Give your number and talk about it. You know?
Alright, so 10 first?
I put the Steelers.
I would put Eagles at 10.
I actually did put
Steelers at 10.
Their defense isn't playing good, but they have a lot of talent,
and their offense is so talented, I don't think. And they haven't been playing, like, terribly.
They had
one bad game.
Yeah.
And then, so I think Steelers at 10 is solid.
I know the Eagles just, like, dismantled the Giants, but I'm not a fan of the Eagles. I don't think they're going to be Super Bowl contenders for 2 years.
I don't think they're that good anymore.
I don't know what happened. I would rank them 10.
They lost the mojo.
Yeah.
Super Bowl hangover.
I do. I agree.
Dismantling the Giants isn't.
No, it's not that impressive, but still another NFL team, so.
Who'd you put for number 9?
Minnesota. I got Vikings number 9.
Okay, I put the Panthers.
Panthers almost cracked my top 10.
You Chargers at 5.
Yeah, just ruin the list.
Yeah, ruin the list, Sam.
Just ruin the list. People listen this far. I put the Panthers at 9 because our defense got demolished on Sunday.
Yeah.
We got picked apart.
I don't have Panthers in my top 10.
I'm putting Packers at 9.
Their defense is so...
Our defense is inconsistent, and our offense has been inconsistent.
Yeah.
O-line is a problem.
When we look good, we look good.
Yeah.
Like,
you look really good when you look good.
When we look good, we look like we're going to be
a problem.
But
when you guys look bad?
But Sunday, we just looked like a mess.
Yeah.
There was nothing to say. 2nd and 5, you take 2 shots to the end zone. 4th and 5, you throw it to Jarris, right? It was really bad play calling. It was... really bad defense. It was turnovers. We just played horrible.
Yep.
And for us to be within 6, I mean, I don't know.
You just roasted your number 9.
I know. Yeah. I had to say, but
it's
I
your
mean,
favorite team, dude.
I know, but if they play mediocre,
I think
we could.
I think Packers.
Packers are number 9?
Deserve to be in the top 10, yeah. when you have Aaron Rodgers on your team, you guys, you have to put him somewhere in the top.
That's true, but their defense is like the worst defense ever. It's worse than the Panthers. It's like one of the worst defenses.
They will finish at least 9-7.
I mean, if you have the greatest quarterback of all time, it's hard not to be in the top 10 consistently.
He's not the greatest. He's the most skilled.
But when you have no talent around you besides Davante Adams.
Like, I mean, Randall Cobb is a weapon for Rodgers because
Jimmy Graham's not bad.
Dave hates Jimmy Graham.
Probably something personal and something dumb as fuck.
It's nothing. It's literally not. He didn't do anything.
Like, he didn't do anything? You just don't like him?
I just don't like him. I don't think he's a good football player.
Number eight? Number eight? What's your number eight?
Eagles.
Bengals at number eight.
I had the Bengals at 11. The Bengals are sneaky good.
They have
4-1?
4-2. They have offensive talent.
Their defense is playing really well.
Montez Burfict.
He's not suspended yet.
He has another like 20 fines just like piling up on top.
But he's not suspended yet, which is good.
Not yet, no.
And their quarterbacks, they don't have a great cornerback.
They have good.
But I feel like all their cornerbacks are the same.
I mean, William Jackson is pretty good. Right? It's William Jackson.
William Jackson, is Darquez on their team?
I don't know anymore.
Dre Kirkpatrick is, though.
Yeah.
I gave up on Darquez.
Yeah.
I was a big Darquez fan, but he's not.
Sam, you're number eight?
I agree with the Bengals.
Bengals number eight?
I like Bengals at eight.
Seven?
You have Dolphins at 14.
Bears.
Ooh.
Bears at seven.
They just got...
I know.
Their defense is good, but they got manhandled.
Who's seven? Bears. I know. I know, but they're... Matt Nagy's their head coach.
Yeah.
He's
a good coach.
He's really creative.
He's a good coach.
And I think they're going to...
Their offense... When it's hot, god damn.
I think their offense is going to hit their stride, and I think that was, like, a hiccup by the defense. It was just, like, a really good game plan.
Yeah.
So... I'd
say Ravens.
I have the Vikings.
Vikings have some?
I'd say Ravens. So.
I think the Vikings defense is top three in the NFL.
Yeah, but they're not playing well, which is the thing.
I know, but it's only a matter of time before they start playing well.
They just gotta click and then.
And their offense.
I mean, they don't have
Dalvin. They have so much talent.
No, he's. Batavius just had one good week last week.
They have so much talent on offense. So once everything starts clicking, they're
going to... Their offensive line is horrendous, though.
I know, but I don't think it even matters.
It doesn't. When you can...
When you have Diggs and Thielen, who are both crisp route runners like
that... Kyle
Rudolph, you can have...
Honestly, Laquon Treadwell, not the worst three receiver.
No, he just drops them like the shit out of passes.
He cannot catch
them.
But he's not the worst. There's definitely worse. Like Russell Shepard.
See, here we go again.
Six, I put the Ravens.
Ravens six.
I'm switching Ravens and Vikings, so I had Ravens at seven. I'm putting Vikings at six.
Okay. Ravens defense is legit. Joe Flacco is not playing poorly.
Harbaugh's going for old school football.
Pound
the ground and tough defense.
Pound the ground.
Like, there's nothing more you could ask.
I mean,
I hate watching the Ravens because they play boring.
Yeah.
But they win football games.
They play boring. They do play boring.
They play super boring.
But they were at most of the games, so they just pounded the hell out of the ball. Like, Collins had two touchdowns, like 18 rushes, like 50-something yards. Like,
and you know what's weird about
a Ravens game?
When you think of the Ravens, you think they're always...
They had that no-name guy who had like 18 carries.
You always think they're going to have a good defense, the Ravens, because they're the Ravens. But if you look at their defense...
Dude, they had like 13 sacks last
year. Yeah, if you look at their defense, there's not a big-name like star.
C.J. Mosley?
That's it. Like, that's their
best. I
love
CG. He's so good.
He's so good. But
Eric
Weddle's
just solid.
He's, like, all right now. He's getting slow.
He makes plays.
Terrell Suggs, too, is, like, not really that good, though.
Marlon Humphrey's
solid.
He's good.
But, like, their defense is just, like, they just play well together.
And
their
receivers aren't bad.
Dude, Willie Snead, like, don't even come at me.
I hate Willie Snead.
Why?
I don't like him
as a guy. I don't know.
I just didn't like his hair on the Saints,
like,
and his just rubbed me.
He's averaging like 70 yards a game. And
dude,
like, John Brown's having really nice.
Crabtree's
having a nice
Crabtree
season.
Crabtree's a nice red zone.
Yeah. But all right, who do you have at five?
Chargers.
I have the
Chargers.
Chargers
are top five team. The forgotten LA team.
They're good.
They're really good.
They have a great offense and a great defense.
Their defense would have been better, but it was out for
the year. Melvin Gordon's a stud.
But you know who hasn't played for them? That is coming back in like 2 weeks, I think it
Bosa?
Is. Bosa. So when they get Bosa back with that offense.
Melvin Ingram? Right?
Yeah.
Or Elijah?
Yeah.
Casey Hayward's so good.
Derwin James is phenomenal. Yeah.
Derwin James
is phenomenal.
Yeah, that I was about to say.
There's nothing bad in his game.
He's just a freak athlete.
He's great at coverage. He's great at tackling. He's fast.
You know what's weird about their offense? They don't really have... They don't play a slot receiver most of the time. Because they... It's basically like... They have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams on the outside as just like tall possession guys.
They just toss like Tyrell.
And then they have Melvin and Eckler. And they like Eckler's use nice them too. As like a slot receiver kind of. And I like that.
Melvin
cool.
catches the ball multiple times a game in the backfield and just runs.
Yeah.
So.
And Phillip Rivers is
Melvin's a low key slept on back. He's good.
He's a really good back.
Like no one talks about him with the great backs.
At this pace, he'll easily make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he's just really good. Who do you have it for?
Saints.
Okay, I have the Saints too. So,
I think the top four is kind of chalky. Everyone knows who your top four are.
I put the Saints there because they have a talented defense. They've been playing better defensively. Yeah, and their offense is incredible.
There's not a weakness on that offense.
Yeah. Three.
Enough said.
Three. Yeah. Chiefs.
I have Chiefs at three, yep.
I have the Chiefs at three.
And then Pats two.
Yeah.
Rams one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we think the Rams are actually going to make the Super Bowl?
I do. They're fucking good. There's no other way to
say
it.
See, the thing is,
I don't think I've seen a team this good in a while.
I don't have any facts to back this up, but I think they will choke in the playoffs. I think...
That's reasonable.
Who's their coach's name again?
Sean McVay.
I think he...
He's a genius.
He's a genius, but I think he's going to... Him, so like Sean McVay is going to choke in the playoffs.
He could. He can make one wrong call and their season could be over.
Yeah.
And he's a young head coach. He might go for it when they shouldn't.
Yeah,
something simple. And then
like, Ballsy plays like that, like, work really well in the regular season, but, like, playoffs is a different
story. Like, they can afford it in the regular season. Yeah. Like, they're 6-0. If they have a chance to, like, win, like, a seventh game next week and it costs them, like an L.
Yeah. Like, doesn't matter.
I don't know.
You're still 6-1.
They're good. They're really good.
They are really good. Their offensive line, he's out for like a week.
Yeah.
A week?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
But their offensive line, like they have, like, we're just like a stud at left tackle. Other than that, they don't have anyone. So that's like a concern at points.
I mean, their offenses are so stacked.
Their linebackers aren't the best, but they may.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Their linebackers, like, suck, but you can have bad linebackers if you have.
A great D-line, great DBs.
It's like a
Pro Bowl team on defense. So.
Speaking of the Rams, do you think Gurley will break LT's record?
No.
LT had 31 touchdowns.
Oh, no way.
Right?
Gurley could not be hotter right now.
Hey. LT had 7 in 6 games. Gurley has 11.
Yeah, but that means that LT then had 25-11.
Gurley needs 20-11, so that's less than 2 touchdowns a game for Gurley. I think he'll do it.
I think he will have 32 touchdowns. He will come close.
But I do not think he will get it.
I think he's gonna get it.
Because like they scored 2 touchdowns last week and he scored both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's gonna happen as often as
it definitely won't happen. Like that definitely won't happen often. But
like they did
think,
not having throw like a passing touchdown in that game.
But I mean, the way the game was going, it was so defensive
Denver's
in the
defense
second half.
Doesn't know how to stop the run, so
but,
they're just pounding.
I don't know. I think he's playing San Fran this week. He could easily have 4 touchdowns. So
don't sleep on CJ Beathard.
Honestly,
I mean he plays quarterback in defense. All right. So
he plays what?
Plays quarterback. Gurley,
please. Yeah, no. Because you said he's playing the 49ers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, don't sleep on CJ Beathard.
My shoulder hurts really bad.
Nice.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
See, even though he looked good against the Packers, which isn't saying much, but He looked good against the Packers, and I'm on the train.
He has talent.
He's not bad. You should just throw to Marquise Goodwin. Yeah. Like, it was a really nice.
No, no, that was.
He looks comfortable in the pocket.
Dude, he looked really nice. Like he looked like he had no nerves whatsoever.
And like, it's not like the 49ers.
Almost every drive, like he just looked calm. They were just like, driving down the field.
And it wasn't like the 49ers O-line dominated the whole game. Like they played well, but like at points, like he was getting rushed in the pocket, and he just like evaded well, like moved up in the pocket.
Yeah, I mean. Like he even ran for a couple first downs. Like he's just playing really well and reading the defense well. It's not bad.
Jimmy G on the hot seat?
I don't think that's true, but
no, you can't.
What if CJ turns it up for the rest of the year? Plays out of his mind.
He Brady's him.
Brady's Garoppolo.
How old is Beathard?
24.
He's like he was a rookie last year.
How old's Garoppolo?
26.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, exactly. It's like weird.
It's tough, honestly. Don't even.
The Giants need.
And like Jimmy G did.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's true. But Jimmy G did play well last year. But at the start of this year, he wasn't really tearing the roof off the place.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
I'm not a fan of Garoppolo. I never thought he was the answer.
I think he's a good quarterback.
I think
Jimmy
he's
G.
QB.
He's got the look of a franchise QB.
Why? Because he's attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
he's good at football.
Obviously. He's a good football player, not worth that contract after like six games.
That was bold.
I don't mind the contract.
I mean, I see why they did it. Like, if you have a chance to get your franchise quarterback,
he's not their franchise QB.
Well, like, maybe.
Like, he's like, he's like their future because, like, he's the best QB that they have going forward.
Yeah.
But. What was the bet I made with you? Like, he won't win a playoff game like in his career. I do not think he'll win a playoff game.
Who's this?
Garoppolo. I do not think he'll win a playoff game in his entire career.
I can see it. He's no Tim Tebow.
Wow, as a Bronco fan, watching him toss like a slant to Demaryius for like 80 yards. Oh.
I was hyped too because I loved I was a Florida Gator fan. I was a front runner. I love Tebow.
As a front runner.
That was a crazy.
I like Alabama.
Some final notes I have.
Which are?
Rodgers is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Will he win another Super Bowl?
Don't agree with that, and no.
You don't think so?
I think there's a difference between most skilled player ever and the greatest player of all time.
Okay, I mean, if you're saying the greatest player of all time is Drew Brees. He has every stat. You can't say he doesn't because
Sam,
he doesn't.
Sam, if you
idiotic.
All right, so but the, no. We're
you want to look at how
we're
many
proving,
passes
we're,
he's
we're,
thrown
we're,
than any other QB? Go look it up.
We're proving
he
your,
doesn't have. What does he have? One Super Bowl.
We're proving your point though, because you said there's a difference between most like skilled and the greatest of all time.
And
so technically, Drew Brees
is the greatest of all time
stat wise.
Yeah,
because he has like the most yards.
Stats never lie, but they don't tell the truth the entire time.
But yes, that's what I'm getting at. So like the actual greatest of all time
is Aaron Rodgers.
Is Brady?
Yeah, agree.
It's not Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you said all that just to agree with me?
No, but you're like
are you saying most skilled or?
No,
all right,
skilled.
Are you factoring both into one to make the GOAT? Most
like,
skilled and
what?
Stats.
Yeah.
Most skilled
yeah.
and stats.
Yeah.
Because if you're factoring both in, it's Brady.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah,
that's so, what
but
we're saying.
The greatest stat wise is Brees, and the greatest skill wise is Rodgers.
I agree.
But you said the GOAT was Brees, and I don't agree with that.
I know, but
statistically,
he's
you didn't
the GOAT.
Say that. You just called him the GOAT.
Well, no, I was saying
so
you said greatest player, and as the greatest player, you have to have the most stats.
The greatest player is Tom Brady.
The greatest home run hitter of all time is Barry Bonds. He has the most home runs.
See, my problem is
it's just
if you don't include like how many times he's thrown the ball, and all the like, the tiny things that like we clearly don't know like the exact numbers about, then I can't call Brees my greatest QB.
I don't think he's the greatest. I just had to say. But
you know he's not the greatest?
I mean Aaron Rodgers is 5-6 in the playoffs since he won his last Super Bowl.
I know, I mean
like that's complete
he
shit.
He doesn't
he's
have
never gonna win
like,
Super
you
Bowl.
Think the Packers at some point would be like, alright, like we have Rodgers, let's do something about it.
They don't give him
he's
anything.
Gonna retire soon. And
wow, what a
like,
waste of
let,
fucking
like,
talent.
Let's not spend money on defense. Let's not spend money on offense. Let's cut Jordy.
Yeah,
who's been his
I mean I didn't
his guy for years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking idiots.
Like he literally makes anybody on the roster 10 times better and like cut Jordy and they don't give him any help anywhere. So I don't know.
Tevin Coleman.
They're not gonna win.
He is an upcoming free agent. No Devonta. This is a huge moment for him.
He'll make his money.
He can make a lot. Or like, he can just stay. Like
hot take. He balls out. He will have a hotter free agent market than Le'Veon.
I mean, it depends on what Le'Veon.
By hotter, do you mean more teams interested? Yeah.
Then I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would have happened to begin with because of how much Le'Veon has to get paid. He can only go to like three teams.
Yeah.
This is a good point.
So,
and like the baggage he has with Coleman.
Yeah.
And like
so Coleman
he's just good.
It's like a cheaper back, solid, and like
he
would cost you less.
He can catch passes.
I like Coleman a lot. I think
he does fumble a lot, though.
I think he's a really good player.
I think he's boom or bust. I don't think he's going to be consistent.
I think he's a good runner, and I think he's a good pass guy.
Yeah, the Falcons' offense is like boom or bust.
I don't think Tevin Coleman's going to be inconsistent for like his career. I think like he'll look really good 1 week, but then the next week he just won't show up.
That's fair.
Might be. I don't know.
I mean, I can't say you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The future hasn't happened yet, so.
No, I was just.
I mean, that's yeah, why no, it's a I prediction. Mean, it, hey, it might happen. It might not. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Odell. It's like the last thing I have, but
we can end it on Odell.
What did the owner say? Shut his mouth and play more?
No, he said, I wish he would have made more headlines on the field than off.
Yeah.
And then people were twisting it like,
he called him a scumbag.
Yeah, like Mara said he wanted to trade him and
kick him to the curb. I hate that. Like, just read me the actual transcript.
Yeah.
Journalism?
Yeah, it's garbage. Don't do it.
Fake news.
Isn't Christian do journalism?
Yeah, something like that.
It's whatever.
But, I don't know. I think he has a point.
Oh, he's right. Odell's right.
No, not Odell.
Oh, Mara?
Yeah, I think he has a point.
Mara's right.
I'm on the owner's side.
Oh, yeah. But everything Odell's saying is true.
Yeah,
but he just shouldn't say
it. Especially as a star player,
I mean,
you can't say
I don't hate him as much as I used to, but... God, it's tough to like him if you're not a Giants fan.
That's very true.
It's tough to like him, man. I am a Giants fan. Like, I love him, but like...
He's
like,
just such a head kid.
Like, stop, like, being crazy.
Like, he fights inanimate objects. Like, bro,
and he rats
stop.
Out his teammates, dude. I saw something on Twitter. It was, like, the difference between, like, a diva and, like, just getting, like, frustrated. It was, like, Tom Brady versus Odell. But, like, Odell, like, takes it to such a high level.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Like, when Brady yells...
It's a big difference.
When Brady yells, I'm like, all right.
I'm like,
because,
let's go.
No, because I know Brady's yelling because it's not it's not necessarily just about him. He's trying to win, and he's getting pissed they're not
he's
winning
or
losing.
He's more pissed that his team's not winning, but Odell's more pissed that he's not getting touches.
And, like, he's not... I don't know. It's
Odell wants
different.
Stats. He wants stats. I don't think
but
he wants
same. It's different, but same with them. You know what I mean?
You want to know who's a head case. Enough with Odell. Because, you know.
It's personal.
It's personal.
Yeah.
We.
You going to name him Bronco?
We hang out a couple times. I hung out with Odell a couple times.
Did you actually?
No. But Antonio Brown's a nut.
Yeah, no. He's not getting talked about, and it deserves to get talked about.
He's a fucking crazy person.
He's a lunatic. Like, the Steelers are a mess, and he's probably the reason why.
First day training camp, he landed in front of the facility in a helicopter. No one talked about it. If Odell did that, like...
What's
like,
he doing?
Old men everywhere having heart attacks because of how angry
they
are.
Dude,
like,
I don't
what
know.
You doing? You're going to fall, like, fall
I
out.
Like that move. I like that move, but at the
I
same
mean,
time...
Personally, I would never go in a helicopter.
What about the almost killing a baby?
I don't like that move. Not a fan of that.
What? Yeah, that's not a good
he
move.
He almost killed a baby.
Cause he,
yeah,
because he threw like a piece of furniture out his window, like almost hit a kid.
Where does he live where his house is close enough to the side of the street?
Probably an apartment.
Yeah, he so lives in an apartment.
A lot of
NFL
players do.
I mean, like, they move around all the time.
Yeah.
The point of, like, keeping
I know Le'Veon lives in a house. I used to follow him on Instagram and just like post videos at his house. But.
I mean, you know,
that was it. That's all I had.
He almost killed a baby, so like, he tossed like a chair out of his like apartment window. And it was landing on like on a small child.
Yeah. Or maybe he lived in a house and just really threw it like
like he,
he like really threw it.
Like he just like hop stepped and just tossed it.
Yeah. Crow hop and throw.
NBA starts tonight.
Celtics 21-19 lead.
Yeah.
21-19, what'd you say?
21-19.
They're playing the 76ers.
Yeah.
Tatum has 9 points already.
How many shots did he take?
Six. Made three.
Alright, so I'm going to be honest. I like Tatum. I think he's good, but I think he's going to get insanely hyped up.
Oh, no shit.
He is, and it's making
like,
me
nervous. I hate to bring up 2K, but like 87 pissed me off so much seeing that.
Like, I don't know. He's worth 87.
And like I'm not even like that big of a fan of like Kyle Kuzma, but they gave him like an 80 and their stats were almost identical.
But Tatum like
played well in the playoffs.
No, it's Kyle Kuzma like was one of the only people who could score on the Lakers last year. Jason Tatum had to play with Kyrie,
four other All Stars,
Al Horford, Jaylen Brown.
We got some news.
I said what? Celtics in six in the finals. Don't at me.
The score of Boston Houston. 8-2 Boston.
Oh,
darn.
Jackie Bradley Jr. just hit a grand slam off of Osuna.
Good, I hate Osuna.
So do I. I didn't like that move at all. That is the scummiest move ever. The Astros are the biggest cheaters in the world. I don't care what anyone says. They're literally cheating to win.
I have no idea what you mean by any of this. Explain.
So, alright, well...
It is short. In
so,
short
the Astros, this year, they got caught for using pine tar when pitching, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't some pitcher on the Red Sox use pine tar?
No, they were accused of it, like, multiple times. I don't think they're...
They do something with their pitchers, because... I like Gerrit Cole. He's good. He had a 4.8 last year, and this year he goes to a 2.5. Charlie Morton's 36, has a 4.4, goes down to a 3.1. That doesn't happen. That does not happen. And then, Ozuna... beats the shit out of a woman, and they trade for him, and he can't pitch in the regular season until the postseason. That's literally just the scummiest thing ever. Like, AJ Hinch...
He hit a woman, he's allowed back in the league.
But Cano wasn't allowed to play in the postseason, because he maybe got caught for steroids.
I mean, there's just an issue with...
Just...
With sports in general, they don't know how to react to certain scenarios.
Just a bunch of bullshit. I hate the Astros.
Like, he wasn't, like...
Like, I want to say I hope they lose, but they're playing the Red Sox, so it's, like, it's a lose-lose situation.
Whatever, whoever wins, I feel sorry for myself.
Pro Brewers. Yeah. Gotta go, Brewers.
Pro NL.
Huge NL guy.
Huge NL.
You gotta.
But, whatever. That's all I have. I'm angry. I'm sad.
That was a good episode, guys.
We have to go.
And yeah.
That's it. That's another epi. Dave, you want to send us out, or you ended, John?
Yeah.
See ya.